Daf Vav Amud Beis. We'll begin Vav Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom at the two dots. So we brought down before, the Gemara brought down the Braisa that identified the different Rishuyas, like Abba Hilchos Shabbos. What is a Rishus HaYachid? It gave examples of a ditch. It's 10 deep and four has four tvachim by four tvachim, or a wall, and the top of a wall that has those dimensions. So it says that in the Braisa, it says Vizuhi Rishus HaYachid Gemura. That this is considered a Zuhi Rishus HaYachid Gemura. So what is meant by this? Why does the Braisa stress that this is a Rishus HaYachid and this is Gemura, it's complete? Amar Mar Zuhi Rishus HaYachid, this is a Rishus HaYachid. We're identifying that this is an Erev Rishus HaLemutei Mai. What is it coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude Rav Yehuda's case, a case Rav Yehuda brings down, which he considers it to be a Rishus HaYachid, but the Tana, the Braisa, says, no, that's not a Rishus HaYachid. What we identified in the Braisa, that's a Rishus HaYachid. But the case of Rav Yehuda is not a Rishus HaYachid. Rav Yehuda said even more than the case that was discussed before, which we won't elaborate now, but it has to do with Gudasik Mechitza. In addition to that, Mishiyeshla base batim b'shnei tzid Rishus HaRabim. If a person has on the side of the Rishus HaRabim, he has a house on either side. So there's a house. Now the house has a wall. There's the wall of the house. So therefore he has the street in the middle and he has houses on each side. So effectively he has two Mechitzas. He has two walls. So Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda holds that two walls is enough to be a Rishus HaYachid Midoraisa. So therefore, he says, Mishi yesh lo beis bat mishnei tzid Rishus HaRabim, oisa lechi mikan, velechi mikan. He makes really Midoraisa, it's a Rishus HaYachid. But Midorabonin, he has to have an identifying marker to differentiate between the street and between the area that's enclosed. So he puts a lechi, a post, on each side that's open to the Rishus HaRabim, or a kaira, a cross beam, a beam on top, either a cross beam, or he puts a post on each end of it that will now differentiate between the enclosed area and the open area, just to make a marker. Just to make a simon. He makes a lechem mikan v'lechem mikan, or kar mikan v'kar mikan v'naisem b'amsa, and then he can carry in the middle because he holds that two mechitzas are midaraisa of Rishus HaYachid. Midrabanan, there's a requirement for a lechi or kaira, and now he can carry in between. Amrulai, the Chum said, Ein ma'arim Rishus HaRabim mekach. You cannot make an Erev in this manner in a Rishus HaRabim, because they hold that this area, two machitzas, is not enough to be a Rishus HaYachid. So the Erev would not be sufficient. If you have an area which is enclosed, then the requirement for Lechi Akara, the post or the cross beam, will now allow you to carry Lechadchila, even Midrabanan you can carry. But if you only have two walls, two mechitzas are not considered an enclosed area, midaraisa, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, so the Erev will not help. The Erev will only help if you have an enclosed area. So Amar Loyin, Ma'am Rishus HaRabim Bekach. So therefore it says this, in the Braisa it says, the enclosed areas that we've identified. If you have the ditch or the top of the wall, that's a Rishus HaYachid. But Rav Yehuda's case, where we only have two mechitzas, is not a Rishus HaYachid. V'mai korele gemura. Now why does it say this is a gemura, a Rishus HaYachid gemura? What does it mean to indicate by saying complete? What's the addition of gemura? What does it want to indicate by saying it's complete? V'mai korele gemura ma'od the same ekipli g'rabbana leder Rav Yehuda loy ha Rishus HaYachid. You might have thought that where did the Rabban argue on Rav Yehuda and say it's not a Rishus HaYachid han milatalta? That's only to permit caring. Avalizrek moedilei, but you might think that they really hold midaraisa it is a Rishus HaYachid. And therefore if a person threw something, an object from the street and it from the Rishus HaRab and had landed in this area between the two houses, you might have thought that he's chayiv. Because you might have thought that the Rabbanan also agreed that two mechitzas, midaraisa, constitute a Rishus HaYachid. But you might have said that they argue, where are they arguing? Only the heter to permit carrying within that area. You might have said that the Rabbanan also agree that two mechitzas are, that constitutes a Rishus HaYachid. But they say, we do not allow you to carry in that enclosed area, to carry in that area because it looks like a Rishus HaRab. You might get confused with a Rishus HaRab and you can't carry. But if someone threw from the open area, from the street, into that enclosed area, perhaps you would have said, they also agree he's chayiv because it's a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. It's only Midrabanan that they argue. Kamash Malan, they're saying no. This is a Rishus HaYachid, which is enclosed. Gemur, which is enclosed. But two houses, two mechitzas, is not considered enclosed. It's not an enclosed area. So there's no chayiv Daraisa at all. It's not considered a Rishus HaYachid because it's not enclosed. There's a machlokes rishonim, what does it mean that to be a Rishus HaYochid has to be enclosed? The Ramshita is that to be a Rishus HaYochid, it has to have mechitzas on four sides. It has to have four mechitzas. It has to be enclosed. But for the fourth wall, a lech yerkair suffices. Most rishonim learn that enclosed means three. Three walls is enough to create a Rishus HaYochid midaraisa. Midaraisa, even three is considered enclosed. But in any event, they hold, or a chum hold, that two mechitzas is certainly not an enclosure. It's not a Rishus HaYachid. Sivayter Amar Mar, Zohi Rishus HaRabim. So the Braisa similarly identified a Rishus HaRabim. And it said, this is a Rishus HaRabim. Zui Rishus HaRabim Gimur. So same type of analysis and discussion we're going to have. What does the Tana mean to say, identify this is a Rishus HaRabim, as opposed to what? What is not a Rishus HaRabim? So the Gemara says, Amar Mar Zui Rishus HaRabim L'mute Mai, L'mute Idach, the Rav Yehuda. It wants to now exclude a different case of Rav Yehuda, where Rav Yehuda said that a certain area, which is partially enclosed, is a Rishus HaRabim, and you can't carry within that area. And the Rabbanan say that no, that area under discussion, which we'll illustrate in a moment, that is not a Rishus HaRab. Meaning, what we have identified in the Braisa, what the Braisa identified as a Rishus HaRabim, it says in the case of Sratiu, Plata, Plachin, Gedoyla, Mavuas, Hamafuloshim, highways, etc., an open street, that is a Rishus HaRab. But this area, this machloikas over here, the case that Rav Yehuda brought down, is not a Rishus HaRabim. What is that case? Nisnan Rav Yehuda Oimer im hoisa derech Rishus HaRabim afsakosan yisal kenel etzidodim. The case, the point in the under discussion over here is when the Oyla Regolim, the people used to travel for the regal to Yerushalayim. So they traveled great distances, and they had to sometimes camp on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they camped, and they camped near a well to have a source of water. Now, the well was typically a Rishus HaYachid. It was 10 or more tefachim deep, and more than dalet al dalet tefachim, the length of the width. So it had a din of a Rishus HaYachid. Now, they wanted to be able to draw the water from the well on Shabbos for their needs. They were camped on the roadside. The road is the highway. The road is considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. They can't draw the water from a Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. So they had to create a makeshift Rishus HaYochid. Now the Chum were makel on them and did not require them to make full mechitzas. They permitted a kula that they can make partial mechitzas, and that would be sufficient. So what are these partial mechitzas? So just to illustrate, if they had the area where there was a well, now they're on the roadway, was they're on the highway, and there was this well, to draw the water from the well and draw it to the road would be carrying from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, rather to the Rishus HaRabim. So they permitted making these posts which were an amma by amma and at right angles. So they had the beginning of a mechitza on this side and on that side. And they did this on the four corners. On the four corners, they did it this way. So they had these posts, these diumdin. And as long as the space between each side was less than 10 amas, was not more than 10 amas, then we would consider it enclosed all around. Even though they weren't full mechitzas, they only had the posts on each side, but as long as the gap between the diumdim was not more than 10 amas, it's considered completely enclosed, and therefore it's drawing water from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid. The Rabbanan said that this is mutar. We consider this to be a Rishus HaYachid, not a Rishus HaRabbi. Rav Yehuda says, no, the traffic that passes through these areas is mevatal the mechitzas, it nullifies the mechitzas, and it's considered to be a Rishus HaRabbi. So he would be considered drawing water from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabbi. And therefore, they hold that, the Rav Yehuda holds rather, that this is a Rishus HaRabbi. The Chachamim, however, say, no, that's not a Rishus HaRabbi. See, the point in the Brais over here is to say, what we've identified as a Rishus HaRabbi, the highways, etc., the platya, the squares, the market, those are Rishus HaRabbi. But Rav Yehuda's case, where the traffic passes through these posts, through these diumdim, that is not considered to be a Rishus HaRabbi, that is a Rishus HaYochid. So again, Rav Yehuda says, it's not Rav Yehuda, Oimer, im haisa derech Rishus HaRabbi mafsekosam, if the traffic is now passing through these posts, these jumdim, yisol ken l'stonim, you have to divert the traffic to the side, because otherwise it'll be mevatal, otherwise it'll nullify the mechitzas. V'chom oimerim, no, ein etzorech. It's not required, because even though there's traffic passing through, it's still considered a Rishus HaYachid, not a Rishus HaRabbi. Rashi points out that it seems to be that, and the Gemara in Erevin asks this question, it, the Shitas of Rav Yehuda and Chum seem to be the opposite of what they said before. Previously, you said Rav Yehuda says if you have two mechitzes, two walls, that's a Rishus HaYachid. And even though the traffic passes between the houses, it's still a Rishus HaYachid. And the Chum say, no, that's not a Rishus HaYachid. That's a Rishus HaRam. Now here we're saying you have the posts at right angles, and we're saying that the Chum say, even though the traffic passes through, it's still considered a Rishus HaYachid. And Rabbi Yehuda says the public nullifies those mechitzas. The Gemara answers is that the difference is because over there by the houses, you have full mechitzas, not just jumdim, not just posts, which are amma by amma. You have full mechitzas. Over here, you have only partial mechitzas, only a post, but you have four. So there's a mila and a chasaron in each case. In the previous case, where you have the sides of the houses, there's only two, but they're full mechitzas. Rav Yehuda says, full mechitzas, even though they're two, it's a Rishus HaYachid. The Rabbanan say, no, even though they're full, but they're only two, it's not. Over here, you have only partial mechitzas, you only have posts. Rav Yehuda says, the traffic nullifies the mechitzas. The Chum say, even though they're only partial, and even though there's traffic, but there's four of them, it still retains, it has halacha Rishus HaYachid. So the ton of the Braisa says, what we've identified as a Rishus HaRabbi is a Rishus HaRabbi, the case of the diumdim of the post, which Rav Yehuda considers to be a Rishus HaRabbi, that's not a Rishus HaRabbi, that's a Rishus HaYachid. So that's why it says this. That's why it says identifies as this. In fact, the Gemara of Amai Korle Gemura, why does it say complete? Now, in the previous case, we had a reason why we had to say complete, that it's a complete Rishus HaYachid. But over here, why does it say this is a Rishus Haram Gemura? Well, if we allow you to carry in it, of course, it's a Rishus HaYachid. It's not a partial Rishus HaRabim, it's a complete Rishus HaYachid. So why does it say in the Braisa, this is a Gemura where it's complete as a Rishus HaRab, as opposed to Rav Yehuda's case, which is not a Rishus HaRabim? Well, if it's not Rishus HaRabim, we allow you to carry over there, so of course, it's not a Rishus HaRabim at all. So why does it say in the Braisa that what would we identify the highway as a Rishus HaRabim Gemura? As opposed to what? The Gemara says, Enechanami. It's really not necessary. I did the Tana Reisha Gemura, Tana Name Seifa Gemura. It's just for consistency. Since in the case of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it says Gemura, and there it is necessary to say Gemura, as we mentioned. It says for consistency, it says Gemura here as well. Frank, the Gemara of Lechshu Nami Midbar. Well, the Tana is identifying what is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Why doesn't he also mention the desert? The Ha'atanya, Ezo Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Sarati Uplati Gedoyla, Mavuasam Bufuloshim, as our Brisa mentioned, and it also adds on Vaha Midbar, and it adds on also the case of a desert. Amar Avaya Lekasha, Kan Bizman Shisrael Shuim Bemidbar, Kan Bizman Azeh. The way most Rishonim learn that it means, the Rambam learned somewhat differently, but the way Moshram learned is that when Bnei Yisrael are in the Midbar, you have Shishim Riboy in the Midbar, then it's a public thoroughway, a thoroughfare. It's a public thoroughfare, and therefore it has a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Bizman Azeh, where it's not traveled, it's not considered to be a Rishus HaRabim. So the two Brises are identifying different times, different points in time. When there is traffic in the Midbar, when you have, as for instance you had in the Midbar Shishim Riboim, so then it's a Rishus HaRabim. But when you don't have the traffic, Bizman Azeh, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So Tosfos points out that it would seem from here that to be a Rishus HaRabim, what constitutes a Rishus HaRabim is not only the dimensions of a highway of 16 amas, but you also need Shishim Riboim. You need traffic of 600,000 to be a Rishus HaRabim. And this is, of course, a machlokes, a great dispute among the Rishonim, for a Rishus HaRabim is a Shishim Riba required or not required, and that goes into the whole discussion. Therefore, can you make an Eruv in an area which is a street, major thoroughfare? Can you make an Eruv? You can only make an Eruv, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. If it's not a derisa de Rishus HaRabim, so this is really a part of the source of the dispute. Does Rishus HaRabim have to have Shishim Riboy? Or do you say, even if it's a major street or thoroughfare or highway, and it has a width of more than 16 amas, but if it's not traveled by 600,000, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, therefore you can make an Eruv. So the Tana said, therefore, these are dimensions of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, if somebody takes out or brings in from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid, if he does it b'shoigeg, he's chayv achatas. If he does it b'meizid, there's without hasra, there's chorus. If there's hasra, if there's warning, there's also a skila. Well, of course he's chayev achatas if he does a b'shoge. Once you tell me that he's chayev, it should be enough to say he's chayev. And I know automatically if he's chayev, he does a b'shoge, he's chayev a korban achatas. Why does the Tana have to elaborate over here? Gemara says, in a chanami, it's really not necessary to tell me the case of a shoge that he's chayev achatas, but b'mezid on his chorus v'nisul tzrichalei. It has to teach me that if he does b'mezid, there is kores or skila. Well, that's also pashut. If he does it b'mezid, then the punishment for Shabbos is kores and skila. Why does the Tana have to tell me this? More answers. Rav wants to tell me that what Rav is coming to teach it because it is a chiddush. I found a Megillah that was hidden away by Rav Chia. As Rashi describes, that it was at the time when Teresh Baal Peh was not written down. But if there was a special chiddush, it was permitted to write it down, but it was hidden away, so that it should not be forgotten. If there was a chiddush, and they were afraid they were going to forget it, they were able to write it down, and they hid it away. Others learn that even if it was not a major chiddush, Teresh Baal Peh was permitted to write down privately. A person could write his private notes so that he could chazer and not forget. It just wasn't allowed to be disseminated to the public, to the rabbi. But al kopanim, there was this Megillas Sedarim, and it was Kosovo, was written, Ishi ben Yehuda Oimer, Avos Malachos Mem Chalser Achas. There are 39 Avos Malachos, Veinachai Vela Achas, and you're only, if you're doing all of them at one helah, without being informed between the Avos Malachos that he was Oiver and Isser and that he's Chayev, if he does it with one helah and one period of forgetting, he's only Chayev one. He's only one Chayev one Korban. How could you say that? Vatanan, the Mishnah says, in Klal Godol Avos Malachos, Mem Chasar Achas, Ir Chai Mem Chasar Achas, Vavina Bo Minyan Olam Ali. What is the minyan for? Why does the Tana have to tell me the number, 39? Just list the Avos. He's Chayresh, etc. Why does it have to tell me the number? I can count the number. So he's coming to teach you the number, of chatois that a person could be chayev. If he does all of his malachis without being informed between them that he was chayev, he would be chayev 39 korbonis, 39 chatois. So how can you tell me that Isi ben Yehuda, he said that you're only chayev one? Ela eima in a chayev al achas mehem. Rather, what he's coming to say is that there's one that you are in a chayv al achasman. There's one you're not chayv for. And it's coming to teach me that this is, Hoitzah, is not one of the ones that are under suffix. So Hoitzah is not one that is in question. Hoitzah, you are chayv. The Tana over here wants to teach me that there's no question. There's no question as far as Hoitzah, you are Chayev. You are Chayev for Hoitzah, and you're Chayev for Bemezid, you're Chayev for Skila, for Hoitzah. Omer Mar, Aval Yamu Bikavi Estavnis Akarmles, Einu Loi Kershusa Yochid, Veloi Kershusa Rabbit. So the Tana says is that the Yam and the Bika, you have the sea, or you have an open area with fields, Vestavnis, and the platform, the benched area, and the karmelis are not kirshus yachrim, lo kirshus rabim. Frekting morabika, ain't a lo kirshus yachrim, lo kirshus rabim, is an open area fields, is not considered like kirshus yachrim, kirshus rabim. Vatanan, habika b'maisachama, the bika in the summertime where it's dry, rishus yachid l'shabbos is considered a rishus yachid for Shabbos. People generally don't walk in that area. And they could from time to time. It's a dry area, but generally people don't walk there. It's a rishus yachid for Shabbos. Rishus rabim l'tuma. But as far as tuma goes, since from time to time people do walk there, it's not considered to be a secluded area. And we learn out from Saita that a Sofek Tuma in a Rishus HaRabim is taught, and a Rishus HaYachid is taught. So in the summertime, it's not considered to be a secluded area, because from time to time people do go there. So therefore, if there's a Sofek Tuma, if a person is a Sofek, if he came into contact with the Sheretz, a dead Sheretz, it's considered a Rishus HaRabim, and he's taught. The Maisek Shamim, when the area over there, it's planted in the rainy seasons, people don't walk on the fields over there. Rishus Yachid, Lakan Lakan, it's considered Rishus Yachid, both for Shabbos and for Tuma. Al Kol Panim, you see that the Bika is considered a Rishus Yachid. Our Tana says it's not a Rishus Yachid, nor a Rishus Rabim. Amar Ula, Lo Elam Karmelis Havia, it's considered a Karmelis. But my korle rishus yachad lafishen rishus rabim. Really, it's considered a karmelis. Why is it considered? Why does the Tana over here say that it's a because of rishus yachad? It just means as opposed to rishus rabim, it's not a rishus rabim. But really, it's not really a rishus yachad either. It's just not a rishus rabim. It's really a karmelis. Ravashi will have another teretz with Bashem. We'll see you in the next omer.